Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, two professional podcasters that never forget to record any aspect of their show have a conversation. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. Two friends, two best friends,
two best
if you
friends.
Ask Matt Sizemore, who have been really recording podcasts almost weekly, if not more frequently, wouldn't dare forget to record the audio portion of a podcast in the year 2025.
Yeah. Let's talk about our debacle after some housekeeping. Yeah.
You always like to cue up the housekeeping.
I do. You know, I wasn't about housekeeping. I was never about housekeeping for so long in my life.
You're so anti.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave the dishes in the sink. He said.
You should have seen my dorm room. It was awful. And I'm so sorry. And let's be fair. I'm still a messy person, but I'm cleaner.
Yeah, just look at the backgrounds behind us with all of the trinkets and if you want to see what our podcasting locations look like, you can go to youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm so you can get video versions of the podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. Send us an email, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. We are over on Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. Give us a follow over there. You can also go to our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com. All of our podcasts are there. And then you can support the show financially at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my name's Travis.
I'm Brandon. Pleasure to meet you all.
So many of you are new here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You've caught all of the sweet comedic reels on our Instagram.
Ooh.
And it's just driving the traffic right here. You know what I bet? You know, so
this our show is a laugh a minute on average.
It's hilarious. I pick out the funniest 3 minutes of each episode and I turn them into 1 minute reels to put on Instagram.
Do you take notes for when you're like, I laughed here?
Oh, heavens no.
Timestamp.
Absolutely not. The process the past week has been open up the file that records a vertical version of our podcast, hit play, zone out, remember what I was trying to do, listen to the podcast, chuckle a bit, mark time. I typically am like, oh yeah, that was a funny thing we talked about, and then I'll just listen to it and then be like, all right, this is funny, and then export the 1 minute of time. But I was just before we started recording, Brandon and I were talking, and I hopped into our YouTube channel, which surprisingly, like, the video for last week's episode had way more views than one of our videos typically does. And part of me thought, hey, maybe these reels are working. It's driving traffic. People are being interested. Maybe it was the thumbnail, the singular picture of Noah Wiley. Is that his name?
Wiley from the pit? No, Noah Wiley. Wiley. I've been going back and forth on it all week long. Like,
People were just so hyped. They're so excited about the Emmys. They were like, we want to watch this show. And then it just dawned on me after we started recording, it was the only way for people to watch the episode.
Yeah.
Because we did not release an audio version of the podcast last week.
That just occurred to me right this second. I'm like, oh, yes. Maybe it's just, today, yeah.
Today I learned.
Yeah. So here's what happened for the audio recording for those who are interested. And those who are not interested, go ahead and skip to 32 minutes.
You listen to this on 2x speed anyway, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. What happened was last week we started recording, right? And I think if you watch the video version of the podcast, you'll see this eventually where Travis is like, I forgot to hit record. And I'm like, oh man, that sucks. It's okay. I'm always recording backup audio, which I am normally.
I really didn't like. In the past, if I had noticed that I had stopped recording, I'd been like, we have to stop, start over. In this episode, Travis forgets to record the podcast. And then we would like re-record. We've done that still less than 10 times in 10 years.
Yeah,
I'm convinced we have forgotten to record or messed up audio.
And basically, like, we do that less frequently now than... Oh, I forgot to record. I'm like, oh, or like something messed up or there's a thunderstorm. I'm like, it's okay. I'm recording the audio over here.
Yeah.
I've got it. It'll sound a little bit different, but that's fine. So this time you said, oh, forgot to, we're like halfway through already of the episode.
Yeah. Pretty much almost halfway. And I start recording audio, but I was like, it's going to sound weird, but at least we'll have it for like half the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened was, in that case, what I could have done was for half of the episode, it would be Travis in one kind of tone of microphone recording, and the other would be slightly different. It would have sounded fine. No one would have cared. No one would have said anything. But what happened was I said, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll mark it. That way I can go in there later at the tail end and then edit and put it in the right spot so I don't have to look for it. I just know. Well, in the process of doing that, I forgot the mark button, I think. And instead of pressing M for mark, I think I press spacebar for stop recording. So then like what I, in that like span of like a second, I was like, I think I pressed the spacebar. Then I was like, okay, yeah, I didn't mark it. Press M for mark. But it didn't click that I press the space bar first. So I saw the mark icon go up there. I was like, cool, sweet. Da, da, da.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hid the window, moved on. And then it wasn't until a couple days later that I'm like, all right, going to record. Now I'm going to edit. And I go in there, I download your audio. I put it in there and I'm like, huh, I thought he said he didn't record all of it. This audio is long. Wait a minute. His audio is longer than the audio I have recorded. So then I put them side to side. Oh, I see what happened.
Imagine if we had just released an episode where only you talk for the first half and then only I talk for the second half. That would be a mystery.
Avant-garde.
That's right.
We both recorded this time. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I need to figure out how I know how to export audio from video, but I could just export the full audio from the last episode, the video that has all of it, and we could put that up on the channel.
No, very, very much yeah. We could have. I could have downloaded the video from YouTube and just... I think I could just drag it over to Reaper, and then I think I can just render that as MP3. I think I can do that. But what I did not do was any of that. Because I'm like, lessons learned.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Next time.
Lessons learned.
I have been thinking a little bit about, for my new podcasting endeavor, Ink Play Pass, for all Lorcana fans. Follow us on Ink Play Pass. There isn't an like audio only component for it. And part of that is because I don't know how to work the whole audio side of all of our podcasts. And I don't want to just like glob it on to all of our other audio things.
Yeah.
I mean, but I also just don't know if it's the right format for it. Like, it would be nice to be able to listen to it, like, in your car or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. I don't know if that's the right delivery method.
Ding, 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 ding. It's time for Travis's Development Minute, where we talk about Travis's podcast.
Oh, we have a whole jingle for it.
I'm so like, happy to be talking to you about what you will do on the podcast. Trip, 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 trip,
trip, trip, trip, trip, trip. You don't listen to The Lonely Island and Seth Meyers. As I'm saying this, you don't listen to The Lonely Island and Seth Meyers podcast, do you, Brandon?
Oh.
Knowing full well, you don't listen to any podcasts. So, yeah.
Not entirely true. Not entirely true.
You don't listen to most podcasts.
That's true.
I think that's true for every human, because there are so many podcasts, it's physically impossible to listen to most of them.
Yeah, that's all. That's also true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so,
they
so
have
no.
a Seth's Corner where
I don't.
They sing, it's time for Seth's Corner, let's go Seth, or whatever. Just so you know.
Okay, no, that's good.
Just
that's,
so you know that they do that.
That's good to know.
Okay, you want to talk about my podcast? There's not much to say.
Yeah.
No.
Here's what I want to say about your podcast in development.
It's
you know,
trash. We hate it. Get out of here.
No, man, stop that. Stop that, bitch. You know, stop doing that. Here's what I'll say about the podcast. What I think is fantastic is you going out there and doing it, right? Because we've talked about podcast development on this show before, right?
Yeah.
Talk about like us making a new show and those types of things. What is different here, right, is you are on your own. You're doing it on your own. You're figuring it out, but you are doing it.
Yeah.
And it's not conceptual as far as like, okay, well, what do we want to do? You are doing it and you're learning lessons as you go. I think that's really cool. I would love to talk to you about it next week.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know about? How many times I have to stop and take deep breaths in the middle of a recording to calm myself down? Is that what you're wondering about?
I think that's normal though. I think that's very normal.
Yeah.
I did that when I tried to do some solo S4YA. As recently as this last week, Chelsea had to do a 30-second PSA recording, and it was a script reading the script, and so I produced it for her, you know, so press record.
He's Mr. Producer. Like, what can we say? This guy's got it figured out.
Press record. And she's done. Oh, gotta breathe. Like, it's okay. It's scripted. You can take breaks. you need to take breaths. Again, like when it's recorded, and you can do the editing on the back end, take breaks and breathe. When you're live, you still need to breathe, obviously, but it's a different kind of feel.
Well, and this, what we're doing now, our podcast and every podcast that we've done for the most part has always been at least two people. It's always been conversational, a little bit more free flowing for the most part. I mean, most of our podcasts have some sort of outline to them or some sort of direction that they're moving. We have some notes, but for the most part, it's a conversation, which means there's a natural back and forth. It is a little bit more natural. Like, we've been talking to people our entire lives, so us having a conversation is easier to do. When you're sitting by yourself, there's no time where you stop and just listen to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And breathe normally,
yeah,
and regulate your heart rate.
Look at your Discord.
Perhaps take a sip of water or something.
See what your score in fantasy is. You know,
yeah, the things that you do while I'm talking. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't do anything when I'm talking. You focus squarely on my lips and like,
right.
Wow, luscious, luscious old lips, Brandon.
I wonder when was the last time you shaved that mustache, Brandon?
This morning I trimmed it.
Good.
But I haven't been facial hairless since 2023.
What a guy. I'm a year behind you.
Yeah.
Or a year from now. Anyway. So it's difficult. There are parts of it that every week I'm like, okay, this is what I learned from last week. Put more into the script, put more into the preparation for it. I think I've pretty much dialed in like around the amount of time that I'm comfortable with the show. Like 30 minutes is probably my max.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting too, because it is a new area of uncharted territory for me, where I'm covering a topic that I'm very interested in, but I still don't feel like an expert in the topic. So I'm trying to figure out what I bring to the conversation and what's interesting in what I'm covering. And so, yeah, learning lots of post-production, way more post-production than anything else that we work on. This podcast is oftentimes uploaded to the internet on YouTube within 30 minutes
of us recording,
finishing the conversation.
Yeah.
Basically, the amount of time it takes for me to create an image for the thumbnail based on whatever it is that we actually talked about, that's how long it takes. Like, the video is already uploading while I'm in Photoshop.
Yeah.
Where we're just waiting on them thumbnails. And then it's like, yeah, post, go out into the ether so that 8 people can watch it. Like,
yeah.
That's.
I just made a head move to the sky. That's Brandon has an idea, movement, which is
okay.
Talking about just thinking.
Do. This is the part where Brandon has an idea, and we're gonna talk about it now.
Yeah.
Do.
Hey, this is Brandon, everybody. This is my idea, not related to what Travis was saying. For our real relationships, I have the assets that I update for the video every episode that we do. I should just automate that, because I just use the same screen grab for all of it anyway. I just need to do that. Anyways, that was Brandon's idea. So
automate, what do you, please elaborate.
Yeah. This week,
I think the thumbnails for our real relationships, I have to enunciate it, otherwise I will mess it up.
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, I like that it just says ORR on this one. you use an actual picture from the episode, not like a separate thumbnail, correct?
Right, for the YouTube, yeah. But okay. For putting on RedTube, Red Circle, I have our logo, and then the bottom half is the image. From the right. Movie, right?
Yes. And I think is that commonly what you post on socials as well?
Yeah, that one is what I, so all my socials, anybody can probably tell that it's automated because there's no interaction after it's posted. But what I was going to say is
I've been in that Instagram a little bit more the last couple of weeks, I'm just saying.
But there's things I do. Trying
to do my part from week to week.
There are things I do, like I get the director, I get the obviously the name of the movie, I get when it was when it premiered, and then like that information goes into places. There's all this information that really can like tie together, and I'm doing it in like a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit there. Like simplifying that workflow would be good for me eventually. But anyway,
yeah.
But we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. How's your workflow? What's your workflow like, Travis?
Garbage. Hot, messy garbage. I have a Google Doc.
How do you come up with ideas for content?
I think about them. I literally have a Google Doc for the account, and I copy. I have like a template for an outline, and I make a copy of that every week. And then as I'm going through my week thinking about Lorcana stuff, I will open that up on my phone and just start putting some notes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get closer to the actual recording time, I just revisit that document more and more to be like, oh, flesh this out a little bit more. Oh, add some more context here. Oh, I don't have anything for that. I should probably go find something to talk about. So it's very unprofessional and not and haphazard at this point.
Is there anything? So here's my question with Lorcana stuff, right? Because when we talk about Rick and Morty, it's just like nonstop. We can't. There's content for years and just bam, 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 bam. We can do
it's almost like there's a whole network built around featuring that content.
We can do that constantly. Is there a fear or consideration for you about what am I going to talk about Lorcana every single week?
100%.
Yeah.
This week being one of those weeks, because there weren't too many like major tournaments that happened this last weekend. So last week I was able to talk about a major tournament and what the outcomes were, what some of the best decks were from that tournament, and kind of break those down and then like discuss the impact of that tournament on the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
This week, there's not like a ton of news about anything. There's not really major tournaments that happened that I could dedicate like an episode to. So, yeah, I need to come up with something. One thing I thought about is the set championships that happen the final month of every set of Lorcana are about 2 weeks away. So I could forecast into the future and maybe talk about specific cards or specific strategies to get ready for your local set championship.
The set championships and is it consistent throughout the year? Or is it like pretty much like winter, spring, fall, and summer? There's always something going on.
They come out with about four sets of Lorcana every year.
Okay.
On average now, the game's been out for 2 years and we're on the ninth set.
I was doing the math.
Okay. You're good.
There's eight seasons in 2 years and we're on the ninth set. So.
Yeah. So it's about 3 months or so, give or take, that a new set is out. And in that last set, local game stores have about 4 weeks. It's usually always weekends to hold their store set championship.
Okay.
So it's not like the same exact time, but it's usually like a couple months and then a month of set champs and then rinse repeat.
Okay. One of the things I notice about YouTubers, right, which you are now. You're an officially a YouTuber, an Instagram influencer, is I'll use NCAA football as an example of YouTubers that I watch that like you see the same ones and they have a lot of the same content over and over and over again. But it's like, well, let's talk about this. Like this patch just came out. And let's talk about what this patch means for the game. You referenced my other video a couple months ago talking about the best way to do this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know, you got a lot of the same damn things over and over again.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that?
Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, yeah, like realistically, there is going to be a bit of a like cycle to it, right? Because there are always new cards coming out. There's always the next set, right? So we've the set Fabled, for video viewers, you can see here, Lorcana Fabled is the set that we're currently in, the ninth set of the trading card game.
It has Ursula from All Dogs Go to Heaven on the front of it.
Who is that?
Ursula, Brandon? From All Dogs Go to Heaven.
For audio listeners, I held up a picture of Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, same movie, essentially.
Yeah, same movie. Anyway, so Yeah.
The one where they make out with spaghetti. Cruella and Ursula.
Oh, I have a spaghetti dinner card somewhere around here. Anyway, that's not important. That is an actual card in Lorcana, by the way. But yeah, so for like a month leading up to the new set coming out, there's all the like reveals mm-hmm. of the new cards that are going to be in the next set. So that's like, that locks up like a month of content yeah. where you're just like, hey, let's look at what new cards are being revealed for the next set. Hey, let's break down the new mechanic that is revealed to be coming out in the next set. Let's talk about the best cards, the worst cards, potential deck builds, you know, all that stuff. So that's like a whole month of content that you could really break down.
Okay.
And then so after the set comes out.
You got 1 month times four. So you have 4 months of 12.
Yeah.
All right. So now we just got eight more to go.
The first month of a new set being out, well, how do all these new cards shake up the meta game? What decks work? What decks don't? Let's talk about it. Is
player.
Amber Steel taking over the meta? Or will Blurple, Brandon's favorite word in my episode, hold strong?
Will DJ Disney Rock come up with a new strategy that completely discounts?
Will the six cost power line with Singer 9 sing its way into your favorite decks?
He said this to IGN last week.
Yeah, I don't talk like that on the podcast at all, which is the other thing that I have to do is because when we talk back and forth and we joke and we laugh and we do these things, I'm smiling, I'm happy, I'm energetic. And when I'm by myself, I'm like, yeah. And then they played in the tournament and they won. So.
but you know that about yourself, right?
I do. So, but I have to like
so a little bit of like
I have to think about it.
Yeah, knowing that you have to embellish your emotions. It's the same way we do when we're on this podcast. It's easier to do it when we're together.
This is exactly how we talk to each other.
We always talk like this. Like, hey Travis, how's it going? Yeah,
normally we talk like this.
Yeah, Brandon. No, a coworker got into a fight with me again last week.
I told you need to set up your boundaries, Brandon.
Yeah, I tried talking to him about it, but you know, it wasn't very receptive to what I was trying to say. It kind of made
just want a relationship built on trust. Anyway, yeah, so that's like a whole nother 4 months worth of content. So then you just have this, you know, other 4 months where I don't know, look up random decks or something. That's where I need to establish the show. I need to establish mm-hmm. sort of what the show is. And then I really want to get into interviews. I definitely want to incorporate conversations with other people in the game. So whether that's people I know, whether that's like competitive pro players, things like that, expanding my limited knowledge and reach. I can't be at every tournament. I can't be at every event. But if I can have conversations with people that are or that are competing at a high level, that is providing something to a listener that I can't give them just by myself.
Yeah. So, yeah. When you start getting into like reaching out to people for interviews and stuff like that, like that's it's two things. It's really I was never a guy who would be like, I'm gonna ask a girl out on a date. I've never talked to her before. I'm gonna ask her on a date, right? Because I've done it like twice when I was younger, and then they're both like, yeah, here's a phone number, and it was to a fax machine, right? So got
for the younger listeners, a fax machine. I'm just kidding. There's no young listeners to this show.
That's right. Bob, you still have one.
He's still got a fax machine.
But like there's a little bit of ghosting when you're reaching out to people. It's exciting to be like, hey, I like what you're doing. Would you like to come on and talk about Lorcana, Twilight Zone, right? Some people don't respond. Some people are like, not really interested. Some people are like, okay, sure. Like, what are you doing? Like, do this episode? They're like, no, we don't. Like, we want to talk about this episode, no other episode. But then it's like, yeah. But there's, we're, we start talking about production, right? The recording and then like the scripting and those types of things. There is the other work that is trying to find people to do interviews with.
Trying
to organize and schedule them for discussions. That in and of itself is maybe even more so than anything with S4YA research, like putting episodes, recording, all that stuff is easy. It is hard to try to organize people and then have the expectations of scheduling and people talking to you like in a queue for like the next year. And like,
yeah.
It weighed on me after a while. I'm like,
well, and then it's like, okay, I've got somebody lined up for this episode. My schedule is planned out. Like, I know what I'm going to do. Let's go record it on Thursday. And then Thursday rolls around and you get a message. It's like, hey, I'm sorry. Something came up. I'm unavailable. And now you're like, I don't have an interview for this episode that's supposed to come out next week. Yeah. Hey, Travis, can you go watch this episode of Twilight Zone and talk with me about it for an hour? Chelsea, get in here. We have to talk about an episode. Like having to like have backups or fallback plans and things like that. That's also stressful. I think that is even more so like difficult than what I'm trying to do with this show, because
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
If an interview falls through, it's like, okay, well, I'll just BS it or just talk about something else like on my own. Mm-hmm. It's not like the show is dependent on having the interviews and the conversation, even though I think it's going to do a lot to elevate it.
Yeah.
Once it starts happening.
Probably for you too is some of it is time-based, right? New reveals. Time-based. It's the, you know, you got to strike while iron's hot. Some of the championship stuff that's going on, like it's happening. Okay. This is timely. It's the off season stuff that I think that's where you can lean into. Hey, you know, like reaching out to people who play and being like, all right, we're in the middle of the next season. How are you doing last year or last season or last couple of decks? Those types of things. The benefit of that is it doesn't have to be the current deck that you're talking about. So you can record that just whenever, wherever.
Sure. Sure.
I will say that for me, I did that a lot. The best practice lesson learned I learned from that was you do it fucking Brandon, just edit that shit and then have it ready to go. Don't go back later and try to do something with it, because now you have to, like, now there's extra work that you have to do because time has passed. Like, what did we talk about again? You know, so anyway, that's another consideration.
Yeah. It's one of those things that, and I've heard people joke about this all the time, but like the idea of like a producer, like what do producers actually do? Why are there so many producers for different things? But like, podcasting, like the hosting part of it, is an hour of our week. It is
easy.
It is pretty easy. It is pretty like straightforward, especially for this. The making every other part of the podcast and like coming up with the ideas, making sure that we have the right setup, that the Zoom is working, that all the apps are working. Like all of that stuff, just what are we going to talk about? Do we have access, especially on the Rick and Morty side? Like, how are we going to get a hold of the show? Like, mm-hmm. I don't have a cable subscription. How do I watch the episode? Oh, I have to go and sign up to buy it on Apple, or I have to, you know, we get access to screeners or things like that. So I, this last week, was volunteering at the local state fair.
Okay.
So my job, we were raising money. Okay. For like our holiday party, end of year holiday party. And one of the ways that we were trying to raise money is we were working at the state fair, and then the fair was going to like pay us like an amount of money or whatever. Uh-huh. So we're working one of the gates at the state fair. We're standing there, like there's like a metal detector thing, and we're just making sure that if it goes off, we like check people's bags and stuff like that. Right. Real light work. Easy to do. Couple things about this. One, I didn't know that the day that I volunteered to go work it was Senior Citizen Day at the state fair. And that the gate that I was going to be working is where all of the nursing homes drop off people as they're coming in. So like the fact that glasses cases sets off this density detector meant I checked a lot of bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to scan a lot of people told me about their fake hips or fake knees or whatever other, like, it's probably going to set it off because of my hip.
Did you keep a tally?
I didn't.
You should have.
But anyway, while all that was going on, this guy rolls up in like a Tesla, hops out the back, pretty stylishly dressed. And the guy's like, "Hey, how's it going? I'm a producer for this YouTuber, such and such. He is in the area and would like to tour the fair. Is there someone I can talk to about blah, blah, blah?" And I was like, "Who? What? Huh?" I just checked to make sure you don't bring in a gun. Can you talk to these people over here? But yeah, this producer comes in and he is... talks to the right people and things are going on. A few hours later, this kid shows up with his entourage. Have you ever heard of I Show Speed?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Because we're both over 40.
How old do you think I am?
I saw this guy come in and I was like, I've seen him in clips on Reddit. And I've seen him like in some memes. But otherwise, I do not know this person. But he came in through my gate with probably 20 people with him, most of them bodyguards. But this, I mean, younger viewers, anybody under like 25 that I mentioned this person to, they're like, "Oh, yeah, I know exactly who that guy is. Was he there?" And they get like super excited.
I show speed.
His real name is Darren Jason Watkins Jr. But yeah, I guess he got started like just racing people, but he now does 24/7 like IRL live streams where he live streams his entire life. He's currently like going around the country. So like he comes to the metal detector thing and it goes off. That's because he's got a microphone on. He's got, a phone strapped to his forearm so he can read his Twitch chat that's scrolling on his arm at any given time. But yeah, like he came in. So then I looked the guy up because I was like, "All right, what's going on?" Millions of people watching him all the time. And his recordings for each day, I go back to the YouTube and I see me and the other person I'm working with working security because... I didn't realize. Yeah, they were filming the whole thing. There, so thankfully,
and
like,
you're like,
I was like, "No,
excuse
hey,
me,
who old, are you guys?
Old woman, you can't go in here with your broken hip."
I'm gonna have to see if you have a glasses case on you.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Yeah. This is the senior citizens entrance. Like, no. My producer, no. This is a senior citizens entrance.
I mean, they're all senior citizens entrances. But yeah, then the guy hung out at the fair for hours. But like the two 20-year-olds that replaced me, when I told them the story, it was like I had said, like, Leonardo DiCaprio came through.
Oh, my God.
They were like, he was here? Like, right. And the funny thing was...
Marty Scorsese was here?
After he had come through and he was in the fair, there were so many teenagers that showed up afterwards, and they're all walking up like this. They're, like, looking at their phone, looking at the gate, looking at their phone. Okay, I think this is the right one. And then they try to come in. I'm like, do you guys have a ticket? They're like, oh, hold on. And they go back and try to get a ticket. And then they're just like, and then they finally get in, and then they're just like walking around with their phone trying to see like where the guy is in the place.
Which, yeah. You know, at first when you said that's like 20 bodyguards, I'm like, really? Why does somebody need 20 bodyguards? And then all those kids show up and you're like, oh, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, he had a mob around him, like, eventually. While I was watching his video for a little bit, He had showed up like pretty early. It was around like 1 o'clock or something, I think, that he had gotten there. And it makes sense, because if he had gotten there like after school had let out, instead of going there early, relatively early in the middle of the week, mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd have tons of people there just following him around,
just mobbing the hell out of him. He's like, I'm gonna go when it's old people's day.
But anyway, the reason I bring all this up is to talk about producers. Like,
yeah,
like as those guys are all showing up and like people are like, who has tickets, who has this, like who pre-coordinated to make sure that the bodyguards were allowed to come in and all this stuff, and then there's the producer at the other end of the tent with a handful of tickets, and he's like, yep, I cleared it with so-and-so, saying somebody's talking about somebody by name, here's all the tickets, we have these people, like they are making the things logistically happen. And yeah. Credit to that guy, because our 1 hour a week podcast, not an exceptionally large production load. setting up somebody to live stream their life 24 hours a day as they travel around the country with multiple vehicles and buses and all this, like, That seems insane. Yeah, that is,
yeah.
I hope he is handsomely compensated, because that is work. That is work. So anyway,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it would probably be a very, very volatile career too. Right.
Oh, I'm sure
that guy messes up. Then I show speed. Is like, hey, sorry, crew.
I show you the unemployment line.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. When I got out of the military, and I'm like, I don't want to go back into any kind of defense thing. Like, I want to go into entertainment. Like, I think about it now. I'm like, yeah, no, it's too volatile for me.
Yeah. 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 No, you could just say the wrong thing and just be right out of a job. Like, you never know.
That's right. Yeah. Only in entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. Only. Let's talk about football.
Hey-o.
Speaking of entertainment, we are wrapping up the third week of the NFL season, which means most people, if you follow the National Football League, your team is either doing really well, your team is definitely not doing well, or you're just kind of so-so. But more importantly, your fantasy league is starting to show its true colors. So, yeah. Brandon and I we're both in the same fantasy league. But are you in any others, or is Swiftful your only league this year?
I'm in one other. Yeah.
Is it a work league?
It's not. No. It's an entertainment industry league.
Oh, that's right. Where they deliver you the trades every week? That's a callback to the episode you didn't hear because we
callback. So my friend Sean from high school, a bunch of his friends, his girlfriend, and then Sizemore are in this league. It's a Yahoo league. I'm not talking shit when I say this, but Yahoo leagues, it might be just like default settings on everything. There's a bunch of people I don't really know other than Matt, Sean, and Celeste, his girlfriend. So it's kind of like, all right, well, just go ahead and set things up, try to win this. That'll be fun. Cool. Moving on. Swiffle's the, we talk about Swiffle. Swiffle is you, Bob. I guess I do know a lot of those people. but it's like, The difference between Bob and Yahoo, Bob League and Yahoo is like, I don't know how anybody scores anything in any of these fucking leagues. I'm just really hoping for the best in everything. That's all.
That's fair. I get that.
Are you only in the one? Are you in the one or are you in multiple?
I'm in two. I'm in our shared league, and then I am in a work league where I think I had the most points this week. It's so funny to me playing fantasy how I can manage two teams at the same time and have one team do terribly and the other one best in the league. And yeah, just completely different. No.
What makes it really difficult is trying to keep up with all of the different players and all of the different games going on in a single day. And it's this weird conflict of mind and empathy, motivation, where you have a player, I really want this player to do well, kick ass. Then you look at your other league and you see that person has that player, and you said, do really well, but not too well.
Yeah,
that's
how about a middle of the road performance for Mike Evans this week?
That kills me every time. Trading the waivers process where like you have to like do a mindset shift between one league to another league where you're like, I know where I'm kind of like my stance is here with Swiffle. I know kind of I need to improve my running backs or whatever. And then like, okay, now let's go look at this other one. What's my problem with this other league? Everything. Okay. Well, where do I, where do I start with everything? And then knowing who's available, who's not, is it a 12 player league, a 10 player league, you know, these types of things. So,
yeah. Okay. That's good to know. I just looked up one of my players and I was like, yeah, like this is a good example. This player had 8 points in week one, 8 points in week two, and then only scored 1 point this week. And then I see latest player news slated for season ending surgery.
Which player was that?
This is James Conner. Conner for he's a running back. But
yeah.
So whoops. Guess I need a new running back. Better look at the waiver wire. Get some trades going. Yeah, I mean it's fantasy football is really weird. You talk about needing to know what everybody's doing and focus on the different leagues and what's going on. And I don't know. I just get so distracted. I don't understand why my focus is elsewhere all the time. Maybe because I have thousands of Disney branded trading cards memorized and not the statistics of football players.
I used to be.
It's a wonder I score any points in any given week.
I used to be really good about fantasy. Like I could predict like what the stats would be. Like, okay, he's this guy versus this team. And that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time, a lot of mental energy to like be good at that. And I was good at it for a while, but then I realized, oh, I have other things in my life I need to take care of. So, you know, I haven't won any league in the last, like 30 years. So I'm still trying, but,
it adds a level to watching football that is more entertaining, because even if it's a game that you don't particularly have any stake in for the most part, usually there's at least a player either on your team or an opponent's team where you can like at least have some sort of investment and be like, well, I don't really care who wins this game, but so long as that tight end doesn't get very many points, I'll be happy.
And I think that's Red Zone was probably created to help support that.
100%.
100%. I spent Sunday, yesterday, I woke up and then I played a game that I want to talk about in a few minutes if we have time. But then I was like, well, I got Red Zone. Let me put on YouTube. And so then I sat there for like the next 400 hours just watching Red Zone for games I don't really give a shit about. But there's like a dopamine thing that happens every other second in that. Like, I was getting sleepy at some point in time, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to close my eyes. Interception. Close my eyes.
What's that now? Huh?
Block field goal. Block field goal for a touchdown. It sucks you in, and like it's nonstop action for that entire time. And then once it's done, you're like, man, I didn't do anything. I have not done anything. I'm not productive whatsoever.
Nope.
But then you have your fantasy app, and if you're tracking your players on the different apps, you're like, oh shoot, something just happened in Red Zone, block field goal for a touchdown. Who did that? Oh, I have their defense. That's great. And then you look at the other one, you're like, okay, now I'm going to scroll through the league to see who has that defense, to see how they're doing. Oh, they're number one in the league currently. Great. Good. And they're going to win this game because of that. Great. There's all the, it's just, and meanwhile, I'm like, Chelsea and Dexter are like, please feed us. We're dying.
I have to get the most points in my fantasy league. Stop bothering me. You're not doing anything. It's a passive hobby.
Go get me a beer. We don't have any beer, Dad. Make it.
You haven't been to the store in weeks.
Just all right,
let's talk about... I mean, the last thing we'll say about fantasy sports is the spinoff of the spinoff podcast, the Swiffle Boys, the Swifflecast yes. that we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. Still going strong. Excited to record another episode as soon as we're done with this podcast. Again, only available on the private Facebook group for members of our fantasy league.
If you guys want to tune in, you can't. Bob restricts Sorry. Membership.
Sorry, everybody. What's the video game you're playing?
So I started playing I'm playing three games right now. I'm playing NCAA. I'm playing Madden 26, which Matt bought me for my birthday. Which, real quick, talking about Madden 26, I like NCAA much better as far as gameplay and how it feels. We were doing dynasty mode on the college football. We're starting franchise mode in NFL in Madden. And there's so much stuff to it. It's like a game of so many different mini games that it's kind of like, I don't know how much I like that. It's too complicated. It went from like NCAA, which is like, focus on recruiting. Now you go to Madden and like, here's your trade block and your free agents. And then also set up your development for each individual player throughout the week. Oh, and then you want to focus on these three players. Well, now do mini games for each of these three players. And it is so much. It's okay. And also the other thing that I found that I don't really like about it is when you go into Madden, you're like, I'm going to pick my team, right? You would go to Chargers. I am going with the Dolphins. And as I'm playing with the Dolphins for the 2025 season, 2026 season, I'm like, I really don't like any of you right now. I actually don't want to play as you right now. As a matter of fact, when I see your name, Tua, it makes me mad when I have to use you and try to do well.
Creates a physical response within me.
Yeah. Where I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to restart and I'm going to go either Chargers or I'm going to go like 49ers probably.
All right. All right. Well, Chargers having a good season so far. 3-0. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All divisional games, by the way. Very, very, very good stuff.
You know what I have tomorrow, Travis?
Nope.
I have a phone call. Do you know who I have a phone call with?
No. Pat McAfee.
Jay Gruden. Is that somebody? I don't know who that is. No, I have a phone call tomorrow with one of the Chargers season ticket reps. Cause I'm like, I'm just interested to see how much it costs and what it looks like. I think he thinks that I'm gonna actually buy tickets, but I'm like, I'm just interested. I'm interested to see how much it costs.
I'm interested. But I don't live out there. So
Yeah. But
I have to go out and get my trades. They don't get delivered to me.
That's right. I am gonna see a Chargers game though, this year. I'm gonna see them versus the Washington Commanders
on the 5th of October. That's right. So. Yeah, we've got Giants, the winless Giants next week, and then the Washington Commanders. So a real strength of schedule.
The Commanders aren't too bad, man.
Commanders are okay. Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah. They're no Cleveland Browns, but they're okay.
Yeah. All right. Third game, and then we're getting out of here. What's the other?
Oh, that's right. The third game.
I'm doing the producing part now, guys.
The genre
to call back to the previous conversation.
The genre of game that I keep going back to in this day and age,
dating simulators.
All like the anime dating simulator games that are out there. I don't understand the appeal. But as a player, if I was playing
that
game,
because you're a married person with a family,
I am only like the ones where there's like people dress as foxes. Those are the ones that I'm down for.
All right, everybody, that's our show. No, what genre do you always go back?
It's the kind of like the Vampire Survivors type of genre. Did you ever play Vampire Survivors?
Nope.
Okay, so here's how that gameplay goes. You are a character. It's like kind of top down. You're just you get a starting weapon depending on what your character you have, and then just endless mobs of enemies come at you, and then you collect gems or whatever, and then you level up, and then as you level up your weapons, you level up different statistics, and then. Then you get more weapons, and then sometimes those weapons they can combine to make an ultimate version of the weapon, right? And you only get so many slots of these, and then the idea is that you last like 30 minutes, and then that's the end of that level, and then you can move on, right? So it's very time based, you know, like okay, it's gonna be 30 minutes if I make it to 30 minutes, and if I don't, then it's fine, I'll start over. And it's not like it's auto shooting. So the only thing you're doing is like moving the character around. It's moving around. It's shooting itself. It's doing its own thing. It's killing monsters. You're collecting up gems to level up. It's just very like low. There's engagement there, but it's low, kind of like, I don't have to be shooting or aiming. It's just doing all that stuff for me.
Yeah. It's not like a twitchy, like high skill first person shooter where you got to be like locked in, lightning reflexes, that kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
You're a little more casual, dare I say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Vampire Survivors is great. I've played a couple of these different type of genres. A couple of these different types of games. There's a game that is on Game Pass right now called, what is it? Galactic Rock something Survivor, Galactic Space Rock Survivor, and it's a spinoff of this Galactic Rock Galactic Space Rock game where you're like basically like space dwarves and you're mining. It's a whole mining thing.
Galactic Survival?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called?
Galactic Space Rock Survival or something like that.
Right. Carry on.
So as a spinoff, you're a dwarf and you basically like go through these different levels and you're like mining different types of ore. And at the same time, there's like swarms of bugs that are coming after you. And as you kill them, then they drop gems, you level up. These games, they put me to sleep. They're like so calming. But also when I wake up, I'm like, yeah, I can do this real quick. I want to advance a little bit. Did you find it?
Is it Deep Rock Galactic Survivor?
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Nailed it. You got all the right words.
Anyway, so I've been playing that in between Madden and NCAA because it's like it's a game like I don't have to it's simple enough that I don't have to relearn everything. Brett, my brother, No Man's Sky came out with a new DLC, and like you can build like these big ass Corvettes, not 63 Corvette, which is what I have, but you know, like you can like build these big ships, and you can store all your other like smaller ships inside of it. But then you can do like your friends multiplayer can come in on the ship, and then you guys can do spacewalks together outside of the Corvette in space. And I'm like, that's so cool. And so I downloaded it, No Man's Sky again. I started it up. I'm like, oh yeah, this is too complicated. Where am I?
I don't actually want to do this at all.
Yeah.
If I can just move around and have something shoot for me, that's more my,
yes. And that's where the Deep Galactic Rock Battle Zone Survival comes in.
Survivor gnomes. That's right. All right. Well, on that note, I think that's going to do it.
I think so.
In common apathetic enthusiasm, Swiffle Boys fashion, the Monday Night Football game that was being won by one team is now being won by the other team by the end of it. So we'll see if that continues. But yeah, if you're listening to this, that means we both remember to hit record. But rate, review, leave a comment. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can hit us up over on Instagram, of course. And if you're getting the video version, thank you for being here. Make sure you like, subscribe, do all of those things. And that is going to do it for this week. Until next time, I'm Travis.
And I am Brandon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.